iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Om Bhurbhuvasvah.
Hello and welcome to the iSpirituality series right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today we're joined by the highly esteemed Professor Nawal Prinja and Dr. Gaurav Prinja. And today in the final series of Science and Spirituality, we're going to be talking about the beginning of the universe. So what changed if there were only three spatial and one time dimensions? Imagine, if you can, the ability to move in an additional direction. In addition to up and down, north and south, west and east, that there exists an independent direction beyond our conditioned notions of the X, Y, and Z axis. And imagine that you are the only one in the world who can access this fourth dimension. Someone in our three-dimensional world would think that you are able to do strange and unusual things that in some way make you godlike. So let's talk about that today and talk about the beginning of the universe with Professor Nawal Prinja and Dr. Gaurav Prinja.
Thank you, Tony. This podcast is the last one in the series, but the topic is beginning of the universe and how is it described in our Hindu philosophy. Believe me, there's no contradiction between science and Hindu philosophy here. And I'm sure sometime you must have been asked this question, or someone else must have asked, about how, why and when did the universe begin? Where have we all come from? These are the questions scientists have been wrestling with for decades. To help solve the mystery, they have found a way to look back in time. Now, let me explain that. Yeah, honestly, it can be done. Light has the fastest speed. Nothing can travel faster than light. But the light itself takes some time. You know, the light from sun takes about 7 minutes to reach you. You know, I'm not saying that please look at the sun, but if you ever do, you will see the sun, which is 7 minutes old. So you've traveled back 7 minutes in time.
So you're talking about the transfer of information, right? So it's it's looking at it another way, I guess. In the olden days, if you wanted to be up to date, for something to affect you, you needed to, if something is going to affect you, you need to know about it. And the olden days, you were completely up to date with what's going on in the world by watching the 10 o'clock news. But obviously, by the time the news is made and comes to you, the fastest you can find out this information, it's several hours old. And nowadays, as soon as something happens, something could happen in Australia right now, and within seconds it could be all over social media. So it still means we found out a few seconds later, but it for all intents and purposes, it feels immediate. The fastest we can expect to get the information is the speed of light.
Yes, and scientists have actually built powerful telescopes like the Hubble telescope and send it out in space to take pictures of very, very distant objects deep in space. If they take a picture of an object which is 1 million light years away, that is, the light itself has taken 1 million years to reach, they have actually gone back 1 million years in time. So what is it that they have found so far?
Just in the last few weeks before recording this, they found a quasar. They found radio waves coming from essentially a black hole that is 13 billion years old. So, by the time these radio waves have taken 13 billion years to reach us. So I don't know what the state of that quasar is now, if you can define now, but 13 billion years ago, it was alive and kicking and sending us signals.
That's almost like, you know, beginning of the universe time. Yeah. But the images, let me just share with you, what is it that they have found so far? The images reveal that as we go back in time, all the solid objects, you know, these millions and billions of stars that you see, the planets, the galaxies, believe me, there are billions of galaxies, and each galaxy contains billions of stars. All those solid objects disappear. There seem to be just gas clouds. And if you go back further in time, even these gas clouds disappear and you only see some background radiation. They haven't gone that far yet, but if they manage to go even further back in time, they are already predicting that beyond this background radiation, there will be nothing. Does that mean that we all have come from this nothingness? It's a very puzzling conclusion. The scientists are still struggling to explain what was there at the beginning of the universe. But this question has been answered in Hindu philosophy, where in the Nasadhya Sukta, in the Rig Veda, you know, 10th mandal, 129th sukta, it explains the state at the beginning of the universe. Then even a nothingness was not, nor existence. There was no air then, nor the heavens beyond it. What covered it? Where was it? In whose keeping? Was there then cosmic water in depths unfathomable? Then there was neither death nor immortality, nor was there then the torch of night or day. One breathed windlessly and self-sustaining. There was that one then, and there was no other.
That's quite a clever way to do it. It's essentially trying to explain the indescribable, but with poetry, right? But as we said, you know, we want to measure, we want to see. Now, as you said, going back in time, if there was nothingness there, how are you going to see it? So how are we going to measure the immeasurable?
It can be done. In Hindu philosophy, in order to measure anything, one has to have a frame of reference relative to which a measurement can be taken. For example, if I say it is cold, that means lack of heat. So heat has to exist in order to define cold. Same way, if I say it is dark, that means lack of light. So yep. Heat has to exist to give measure of cold. Light has to exist to give us a measure of darkness. But in the beginning, if there is nothing out there, you have no relativity, no relative measure, neither the night nor the day, neither existence nor non-existence, as said in the Rig Veda. There was no frame of reference. There was neither existence nor non-existence. Whatever was there just simply cannot be described. In the beginning, there was indescribable nothingness, a total stillness. Amazing thing is that stillness is still within you. This is the message of spirituality. Yes, that nothingness right at the beginning of the universe has survived all the billions of years of change. And yoga teaches, Hindu philosophy teaches you to feel that stillness, which goes back billions of years and has overcome all the changes.
I feel like this quite nicely brings us back to the very first podcast of the series, where we were talking about the three syllables of Om, relating to the states of consciousness, and then talking about the indescribable fourth state that is changeless, peaceful silence, and how that is the very core of our being. And whilst all the other three states come and go, that fourth state is the one that stays forever.
Brilliant, Gaurav. You have summarized it, the whole of the podcast series, so well. This is the true meaning of spirituality, and it is not contradicted by modern science. Thank you.
Global Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iglobalnews.com.